Dinosaurs, caves, and safari parks are the things summer road trips are made of. Perhaps that's why the combination still appears on an old section of Route 66, a must-see for many tourists making the way across the state of Arizona. The story behind those attractions and the smoke they blew into the Grand Canyon is today's edition of The American Countryside.
I'm Ty Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report. Join me each weekend as we explore the news and issues that matter the most to agriculture. We know this past year has been challenging in many ways, but as agriculture continues to adapt, we are right there with you. From markets to weather, each weekend we take a deep dive into what matters most. Join me each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Hi, this is Martina McBride. With online news, social media, and texting available 24/7, the world seems to be spinning faster and faster every day. And it can be overwhelming. Sometimes we just need to unplug and take a break from our electronic devices. It can help reduce stress and allow us to reflect on the things that are really important in our lives.
This message brought to you courtesy of the United States Air Force.
Arcing north from I-40 between Kingman and Ash Fork, Arizona, is a long stretch of old Route 66. It is truly a stretch of Americana. Joshua Noble says many of the attractions along the route were must-stops for travelers, including the Grand Canyon Caverns.
Initially, that was dinosaur caverns because they found some old bones down the bottom. Of course, they weren't dinosaur bones, but it sounds more interesting that way.
Noble says the folks at the caverns began mapping their underground route and found it led to an even bigger attraction.
They eventually found that led into the Grand Canyon by throwing some red smoke bombs. They started noticing red smoke coming out of the Grand Canyon. People didn't know what was going on. Well, it was dinosaur caverns trying to figure out where there may be other leads coming up.
You can't walk from the cave to the Grand Canyon, but the two are connected somehow. Another decades-old stop is nearby the caverns.
Keepers of the Wild is a really unique little stop on the way past Dinosaur Caverns between that and Kingman. The founder of that, Jonathan Kraft, was a show performer in Vegas, and he wanted to build something so that the large cats and different animals, when they're done performing or they're too old to perform, they had somewhere to go and live out the rest of their life.
Some motorists passed through Kingman during the 20s and 30s, but it was another factor that brought thousands here during the war years.
Probably the first rush into Kingman was in World War II. We had an army training base outside of town. Some 36,000 gunners trained there, and a lot of them after the war moved back, and that created a first surge for Kingman.
The Army Airfield Museum is now another stop on the old route through town. The road west from Kingman is equally interesting. We head there next time as we travel the countryside. In Kingman, Arizona, I'm Andrew McCrae.